Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Plumbing the Death Star Get Posh, live from Birmingham, where we ask the important questions like, which fictional character would win the Triwizard Tournament?
Forward like a news presenter.
Yeah.
Rules.
So that's all from Harry Potter, yeah?
Yeah. Cool. So the Goblet of Fire, the fourth book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the thing that Harry gets put in that he shouldn't get put in.
Oh, don't put your name in.
Yeah, that's the one.
Alright. What are you gonna do in here again?
There are three challenges and then a sneaky fourth challenge, which is killing the greatest evil wizard that ever lived.
Yeah.
And he only just called him the greatest wizard. Voldemort. No, so your first challenge is fight a dragon.
Steal the egg from a dragon.
You don't just have to kill the dragon.
I mean, that is, I guess, a strategy.
Because how do they do it?
Harry gets a broom.
Yeah.
He just says, Accio?
Yeah.
All right, that's good.
Horatio Broom.
Saying any Harry Potter spell live on stage is scary because...
Oh, yeah.
You guys don't know this, but the crowd shaking their head makes quite an audible noise.
We know it. We
yeah, just like,
silly.
You think that this is silent. It's not. It's a bit, you might as well just scream.
It's coming.
I suspect we're the only podcast or any live performer that knows what that sounds like. What do you call that? Is that it's not an applause. It's Scott's own name.
It's a silent boo. You're right about this news presenter thing. I'm already like...
Yeah, I know. You lean forward, you're like, that's right. True believers.
Oh, I'm gonna lean back. Okay.
Yeah, alright, no, that's a good idea. So first you gotta steal an egg from a dragon.
Yeah,
and Harry just gets a broom, which is funny because like lucky the broom was nearby.
Yeah,
that's all
I
think. And like he wasn't like, lucky a broom. Ant. And everyone's like, what was he trying to do?
The others do it in weird ways. Someone stuns the dragon half squashes the egg, so only gets half points. And I can't remember how the other two do it.
Yeah,
probably well.
Probably good, yeah.
Then you gotta put the egg in the bathtub, yeah?
Yes, you gotta figure out. I didn't even think that would be a challenge for the people we pick. But you gotta figure out that you gotta put the egg in a bathtub. Which, honestly, how would you ever figure that out?
A bathtub or just underwater?
Oh, just underwater.
Well, you have to get it wet.
It just has to be wet. You don't have to put it in a bathtub. That's easy.
I think to hear Harry it, you have to be underwater as well.
I would never figure that out.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, sink my egg, sink under the sea.
I'd be like, I gotta hatch this egg, and then I'd crack it with a rock and break it.
I'm gonna eat it.
Yeah. Sure. Crack it and make an omelette. So...
Alright, so you steal an egg from a dragon, then you have to save your loved one from the sea.
Yep.
Not the sea, a lake that's full of bad things.
Uh-huh.
Then a
boring maze.
Then a maze that fights back but is anticlimactic compared
it's
to a dragon.
It's like the worst challenge of the Triwizard Tournament.
Realistically, it should be... reversed,
yeah,
but
yeah.
That's fine. Hey guys, round one, do a maze.
Oh,
come on!
Crazy.
Now it's like, round one, fight a fucking dragon! Teens!
I like the maze part of the challenge is just navigating a maze.
Yeah.
That's not a magic thing.
I mean, it's a scary maze and like the maze can like drag you
and
stuff.
Yeah, but still surely navigating the maze is part of it. I can't do
that. You can't do? Breathe fire.
Yeah, well, exactly. Dragon can. So, and then you touch the port key, which is the...
touch a cup, which turns out to be a port key.
Yeah, which teleports you to a graveyard, then you go fight Lord Voldemort as he's popping out of a
who is shocked to see whoever we pick because he is expecting Harry Potter. He's also in a pod.
You're fighting Tom. Dark Lord. You're kind of fighting Fetus Dark Lord.
Yeah.
And he's deathing.
He's getting processed. He's getting cooked at the time.
It's like fighting like a souffle that's kind of right.
Yeah, exactly. It's very funny to imagine Voldemort popping his head out of the collar and being like, what's going on?
And Pettigrew, you're not done yet!
Put it back in!
Okay, so who are you choosing?
Alright. So.
Yeah.
I think, look, Harry did pretty well.
You can't choose Harry.
What? I just think the way the books panned out was pretty good. Next question.
Just that.
Have you read the book? That again. So basically, Harry did well. He stumbled at the last hurdle and accidentally brought Voldemort back from the dead and watched one of his friends slash classmates die. So, what if instead of an average teen wizard, you had a good wizard, maybe the best wizard, Dumbledore's pulling his own name out of the car.
Has Dumbledore put himself in there, or is it a shock to him?
Who put my name? I'm not doing it.
Dumbledore just standing confused in front of the goblin, being like, who put my name in the goblin? What is happening?
This school's gone to shit.
So
Dumbledore's shocked. I guess Mad-Eye Moody fucked up and put in the wrong name. He had a list of people that he shouldn't tell secrets to, and people he should put in the cup, and he got them mixed up.
Just like a list of people that kind of like pissed him off and pissed off the Dark Lord.
Yeah.
I just like to imagine he was saying Dumbledore as he was trying to write Harry Potter.
So Dumbledore pulls his own name out. He's a Dumble what? Anyway, Dumbledore.
Yep.
Because he's basically Harry but good.
Yeah. And old.
And old.
But sprightly.
Yes. Yeah. Has a phoenix also.
He can't bring the phoenix. Harry couldn't bring.
Harry could bring a broom though.
No, he could bring a wand.
Well, yeah, he can bring. I mean, Dumbledore has also got the best wand. And look, I don't want to. I'm gonna brag too much about Dumbledore's ability, but he's the fucking best one. Fucking sick, bird. Great beard.
I'm looking forward to how those are gonna help him.
I still don't love how you get rid of the best one in the universe.
Yep. Yeah, how can a fucking river?
It's alright. You can. There's lots of big things have easy solutions.
Yeah, true. Okay, so you got. Alright, Dumbledore. Alright, he pulled his own name out of a hat. He's not happy, but he's like, well, we made the promise to
the
cup.
Yeah.
That's how this school runs.
When you
make a promise to a cup, you gotta keep it.
Yeah. It's like, the highest authority is me, and then the cup. the cup made a decision, if the cup was like, you gotta shut the school down, Dumbledore would be like, I'm sorry, students.
Well,
in this situation, you know, because the principals and that from the other schools are pretty pissed off.
Yeah.
Harry is there.
Yeah.
They're gonna be furious.
Yeah.
But did they bow down to the cup, the second boy?
They're like, we're upset, but we made a promise to the cup.
So we'll allow it.
Fine.
Okay, Dumbledore has to fight dragons now. Wait, hang on. Does Dumbledore know what they're going to be?
That's what I was just thinking, and I didn't think about this until just now. Harry gets a lot of secrets from the teachers, so clearly they know. Dumbledore's just like, hey, Hagrid, what dragon do I have?
Hungarian
Horntail? All right. Sick.
Is Dumbledore liked more than Harry Potter by the faculty?
Yeah.
Is he?
The only reason I think that is because Dumbledore pays their bills.
The faculty hates Harry Potter is Snape. Everyone else fucking loves that kid for some reason.
Yeah.
Gryffindor love him. Everyone else is just like, Harry Potter,
but, like, this is
it's
a,
you.
This is a chance for like the employees to get back at their employer.
Oh, so you reckon they're going to be like, yeah, I'm not telling you shit, Dumbledore.
Yeah. Well, like, oh yeah, no, it's going to be a real easy
job. Dragon will be fine because Hagrid is in charge of that. And Hagrid and Dumbledore definitely have a fine relationship.
Yeah.
I will allow that the other two may be a bit iffy. Although I think Dumbledore organizes the second one himself.
He does. You're cheating, basically. Dumbledore just makes it easy for him. He's like, oh, my person who was meant to be in the water, they're just on the shore. I'm just going to walk a couple meters and they're there. Sweet.
As principal of Durmstrang, I'll be like, look, fine, but you're being blindfolded for a week, so you don't know what's going on.
That's kind of feel like, all right, here's the compromise. You've got to be blind. Dumbledore would acquiesce to that. He's a good
student. Yeah. Reducto sight.
Yeah, no. I feel like that's just gonna make your eyes look. Reducto eyes. Whoop! Oh my god! I can still see just small. You're just gonna keep reductoing eyes until they're completely gone. That's hideous. Now we're not just walking around with sockets now.
That rules. I like it more now. Anyway, all right. So,
yes.
Speak to Hagrid. Hagrid's like, oh, boss.
That's cheating.
Fucking out of this world, Hagrid impression. I'm Hagrid.
I'm Hagrid. You're a wizard, Dumbledore.
Fantastic, fantastic.
I'm very aware.
Okay, so.
I run a school.
Dragons, Dumbledore!
I see.
I don't know what. Yeah, anyway. So Dumbledore's like, okay, cool. Hagrid would reasonably tell.
Yeah, he'd tell him about dragons.
Ah, yes, cool. Dragons. Dumbledore's famous catchphrase. Cool. cool dragons.
Okay.
Lemon drops or something.
Yes. So how is Dumbledore gonna fight
a dragon?
See, I feel like that.
Are you allowed to do the killing curse?
There's only one way to find out, Jackson.
Also, Dumbledore's the boss. And they're like, hey, that's illegal. He's like, hey, you want to get fired? No, I guess.
Well, it's a crime.
Dumbledore's too nice to use the killing curse.
Yeah.
He might just be like...
See, Snape would have been a better choice.
Wingardium Leviosa. What a very powerful... Because, again, Dumbledore very powerful. So a basic spell...
Did you just want to levitate a dragon? Dragon that can fly?
Well, yeah, but the dragon
that can...
Okay, look, you're on a trampoline, you're bouncing.
Yeah.
You're well aware you can bounce.
Okay.
But then if I do something that just launches you into the air...
Ah, no! It sucks that I'm not a dragon and don't have wings, but if I was a dragon and had wings and could fly, this wouldn't be a hassle.
It would be a shock, and then it would be fine, yes.
Yeah.
But also, what's the dragons? Are the dragons chained up? So, like, no one... He just whoop, breaks the dragon's leg and the dragon just flies away. Everyone's like, well, I guess it did it. We need that dragon back, Dumbledore.
That rules. I just freed a dragon onto society.
Why didn't anyone interject when Harry freed the dragon accidentally? That just feels like someone should have been like, ah, hang on.
There's no fucking rules in a wizard world. They're just like, well, I guess that's a dragon. That's a problem.
Oh, what?
Next, what does the cop want?
This is such a brave question by me because I know that everyone's going to know the answer except me. Why doesn't Harry just be like, I see your egg?
I don't know. You thought everyone was going to know the answer? No one.
Yeah. In fact, I saw everyone just looking at each other.
It must have some
kind of, like, magic protection. Anti-magic spell woman.
Maybe Harry's just a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Harry could be a dumb fuck.
Maybe Harry's like, Accio Broom. And everyone in the crowd's like, why didn't he just Accio Egg?
Why didn't he say Egg?
Three people, Accio Egg, and this fucking idiot.
He went for his broom. Who knows where his broom is? Also, broom, vague. Could have just gotten, like, a regular broom. Shit, Accio Broom! Sweep the dragon away, sure.
Alright, so what's Dumbledore's go-to spell?
Well, it's up, apparently. Dumbledore just rises the dragon into the sky, breaks the dragon's leg, the dragon goes. Dumbledore walks over, picks up the egg, and just looks at the crowd like, yeah. That's fucking right.
Cool.
So,
Oh, yeah, cool.
Does Dumbledore know to put the egg in the bath just because, by virtue of, like, he designed it? Is Dumbledore cheating again?
Maybe. Look.
Yeah. I mean, he's just cheating. I've got to put it in the bath to know that it's in the lake, which I also designed. It just feels like this is cheating.
But also, who cares if you know it's in the lake? You just gotta prepare to be underwater, I guess. Mm. Wow, that's a dangerous game. Hey, yeah, you can just still do the second challenge, because it's not like they don't know where to go. Like, they're like, hey, here's the second challenge.
Yeah.
But if you don't know that it's underwater, you're just like, guess I'm drowning.
Well, you're probably not. Like,
I guess they've killed me.
I love the idea of getting there and you're like, well, just dive in and sink. You're like, did he do a spell? I don't think he did a spell. I think he just jumped in. What was he thinking? Yeah, well, I guess someone already knows it's in the lake, so he can fucking throw the egg in the bin. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Just like jam his mouth full of gillyweed or whatever.
Just for him to be like, sweet.
Who wants this?
Just hucks it into the crowd. Is he a good swimmer?
He doesn't need to swim, he can do a spell.
Yeah.
Underwater a slivers.
Give us Gilius.
Yeah.
Bam, I'm
become a fishus. And he just flops around on the pier for a moment.
Only Hagrid picks him up and
that's funny because when he reaches the tied up front, he's just gonna be like, well, I am a fish.
Well, who would his tied up friend be?
Harry.
That's rough as hell.
That's also rough, because, like,
Snape would be like, oh. He'd be cut.
Well, I mean,
I feel this might be like a political landmine.
Yeah. Dumbledore knows Harry's a Horcrux, so he might just let him drown and be like, well, that was our problem, so. Oh, no! It was a mistake!
Imagine, like, just swimming down there and you just see Dumbledore sitting next to Harry and you're like, are you gonna... He's like, yeah, you go ahead.
No, sorry, you have this one. I want the last one.
Yeah, I want to come at last for this one.
I just want to see what the prophecy happens when he drowns.
I want to see what happens at the school when Dumbledore rises and there's like, a child has died.
Probably the same thing that happens every other time a child dies in Hogwarts. Nothing. The ministry's like, hey. And Dumbledore's like, not my fault.
Maybe we should like shut the school down for a bit and investigate.
No. Like the safest place in the world is Hogwarts, the place where children keep dying.
Okay. Didn't you have a teacher that also died?
The safest place in the world is Hogwarts, where children and a teacher keep dying.
Didn't you have another teacher, a celebrity one, that his brain went all fuckle?
That's not our fault. Stop asking questions.
I hate you.
Alright, remain open for business, I guess.
So are we saying that Dumbledore is just going to let Harry Potter drown? I'm for that. That's funny. I'm just curious. I'm for Dumbledore rising and being like, nope, fucked it. Thanks.
The only reason he mightn't is because... He mightn't know Harry's a Horcrux at this point, but I'm pretty sure he does.
He does. Also, I like that Dumbledore's playing to keeps. Like, you know, he's playing to win.
Yeah,
Dumbledore's fucking just like, this is horrible, I'm not gonna help. Like, kids are in danger! He's just like, fuck, I could beat kids.
This is so good.
And it's kind of great, it's kind of like getting drafted into, like, a primary school sports team.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm running faster than a fucking child. Hell yeah.
Because, like, for the under-11s football team.
Yeah.
I just
can't wait to kick... 30 goals.
It just seems more in character of Dumbledore to be like, no, I'll just come in last.
Yeah, but if you come in last in the second one, you just lose.
No, because they all still do the maze, don't they?
Yeah. There really are no rules for the first two. You can come in last if you want, whatever. Just don't die. That's literally all they require.
I do like the idea that like Dumbledore comes in last for the first two, but then the last one is like, no, I can't lose the kids.
Mate. So, alright, so he just dives in, biggest fishes, whatever.
Yeah, is that the spell you're using? You're turning yourself into a fish to do it? Because I just said that. You don't have to do what I said.
I feel like Dumbledore would probably just, like, put a bubble around himself and then float over the lake and then just pop down at the end.
I guess.
Everyone's like, yeah, we get it. You're a big, old, powerful wizard.
What if he was just like, remove us, water us?
That's awesome.
He just made it a big hole.
Well, that's a lot
so
of dead
mermaids
things.
Drowning.
That's a lot of kids who turn themselves into sharks just falling.
It's not my students.
You should look after your kids, whoever owns the Dungarian school.
Your school seems angry. Let this be a lesson too.
Sorry I killed the football star.
What's secret? Because he would also be in the lake at the time.
Yeah. It's hard to win the Triwizard Cup without killing at least one student. I think it's what we're discovering here today.
Alright, so how's it going with the mates?
Yeah.
Like, again, Dumbledore is an old man, not exactly, you know, speedy.
Yeah.
Accio, whatever the fuck the spell is, forks.
Okay.
The phoenix.
Uh-huh.
Correct as phoenix.
I mean, surely you could be like, hey, forks, do you want to come to me? Not be like, I'm going to use a spell to bring a sentient fucking bird who may be in the cage at the time.
I'm not even going to tell my trusted bird and friend that this is happening. It's going to come as a nasty shock.
I like to imagine Dumbledore didn't think about this. At this point, he's just like, I'm in it for the game.
Wait. Smacks into the cage, dies, because I keep pushing it through. Reforms, or re-comes to life midway through, realizes still in a cage, as in, like, in the middle, dies, keeps it poor. Oh, it's back on life.
What happens if you go, like, Accio Forks, and Forks hits a wall? Does the cage, like, smack into the wall and then roll till it hits the door? If I'm walking down the corridor because I didn't want to go to the most boring Triwizard Cup thing because I can't see what's happening in the maze, do I just see Forks like... I'm like, I don't know what's happening there. I hate this school.
Can you Accio a living thing? Because that would be a great game to play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Hogwarts, I would do that to you guys all the time.
Oh,
it's even funny. Like, Harry one day is like, Accio Dudley.
Stop!
straight into a train.
I was imagining
such a far journey.
That's from London to somewhere in the Highlands. That is hours of airborne dumpling.
That fucking rolls.
Imagine being in a train and hearing, like, you know, you're like.
Is that a tubby child?
How they got on the fat boy? Just flew by the window, guys. That's crazy.
It brought out of screams.
Eventually, Dudley would just be like, I'm gonna throw a roll, I guess. I'm gonna see where I'm gonna end up.
And then just smack into a dragon.
Yeah.
But also, just, that would just be a fun thing to do, just go through the fern book of, like, America. Akio Alan Stevenson, a man I found in this phone book.
See you soon, Alan.
Yeah, you're like, you know, Akio Broom, and he got his own one. Like, it is quite surprising to Akio Broom and then like 80 brooms to smack in your face. And you're like, oh, Akio, you want to do it for Akio, you know, your good friend.
Yeah.
Akio Joel, we come with you.
But then all Joel's come with you. I guess I would have to specify. I do like that you're being in class while you guys are in other classes and being like, Akio Joel Dushu.
So they were just like,
and then you flop through all of the corridors and you end up at the door and I'm like,
Bro, my spine's broke, but that was funny.
That was real funny, I'll get you next
sick,
week.
Sick, bro, that rolls, man.
that was
sick. Can you all hand me the first aid? Cheers, bro.
Thanks.
See you off the claws, man.
With my hand's fixed, I'm turning you into a ferret.
Hell yeah.
Pain.
This prank war is not dangerous. Okay, so the maze, he
all
gets
right,
Forks.
Akio Forks.
Great.
I mean, Forks dies on the way there, perfect, because I need flames in this situation.
Alright.
I'm burning that fucking maze down.
Alright! Massive fan of the fact that you just didn't do a fire spell. Fucking rules. Didn't think laterally on that, you thought, wrong. You were like,
I got a fire burn. Fuck yeah!
I know a bird that's on fire, this is gonna be easy.
Like, it's a phoenix on fire, but no, I gotta kill it first.
And I won't tell it this is the
actually,
plan.
No, fuck, why am I doing that with, like, why would
we
I
don't know.
That
we,
way?
We are
fucking
agree.
Stupid as shit. Akio, fuck, we've said it so many times.
Akio
sorting hat. Brings the thing you need most.
Yeah.
Pull out Forks by its neck.
For a moment, I'm pleased.
It's alive and happy.
And even if it wasn't alive, it'll be alive soon.
I like the idea of you pulling out. Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, the sword of God.
Oh no, I was imagining fire.
Yeah,
it's the torch.
No, just like the thing I need most is just pure fire.
It's like
timid
it out
of that hat. Okay, so you burn it to the ground, killing the other students. But there's the cup, I guess.
Walk up to it, touch it.
Oh, no, now you're in a graveyard.
Oh, no. And who would Voldemort be shocked to see but Dumbledore?
I like
holding the Elder Wand.
I like to imagine Voldemort in the soup, and he, like, ducks down and is like, just pretend I'm a soup. Wormtail being like, oh, hello, I'm just cooking a graveyard stew, Dumbledore.
Dumbledore grabbing his wand and be like, oh, cool.
You can go back, you won the tournament, yep.
What's in your stew?
Nothing, just a stew, beans, mate.
Can I
you
taste?
Mind if I have a bit of a sip?
Yes, but don't look in the stew.
luckily I bought my own spoon.
Yeah, good, okay. Like, don't even know what it'll be like. Tastes like a guy, I know.
Tastes kind of like a snake.
Just, is this a Voldemort stew?
Is this the Dark Lord? Is he in you?
Are you bringing him back to life?
Oh, hang on, also the harmonica double.
Wormtail just kicks it over, Voldemort slides out, gets up, just starts running. Run, Voldemort! He's found us, we've been rumbled! Imagine little fetus Voldemort running, like, he's so little.
I like run like a toddler.
Yeah, legs not even close.
No knees,
from, no
all
kneecaps.
Just kind of fallen.
Dumbledore just goes up to him and pushes him
over. Into a lady.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess you won.
Legs probably.
Yeah, look,
I definitely didn't lose.
Yeah, but it feels like you killed too many students doing it.
Yeah, and I like where you're going with the professor. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I think a really good thing is to have a professor because they need
because they're old, they're wise.
Yeah, exactly. They know what's going on.
Dumbledore runs a school.
And again, even though you have killed a lot of students, I personally feel that that Dumbledore wouldn't necessarily put children in a dangerous situation.
Yeah,
sure.
That's fair.
Whereas I know a certain professor that would be happy to put several children in dangerous situations at the drop of a hat.
My travel limit.
Yeah, if it was my good friend and your good friend, Professor Charles Francis Xavier. It would be amazing at the Triwizard Tournament.
I am so excited to hear how you deal with a lot of these problems, like, one, water.
And your wheelchairs aren't great.
Yeah, they're not...
A muddy maze.
Very few wheelchairs are lake accessible.
Getting to a dragon quickly.
Yeah, wheels! Okay, so you're in the arena.
Alright, so...
Well, first of all, Dumbledore is like, Professor Charles... Who?
Yes, boy.
Hello, I'm here, I enrolled.
Did you put your name in the cup? Yes.
Absolutely, I can beat children in a heartbeat. They're just kids, dude.
I want the cup.
I want the cup. It seems sick. I'm bored.
Well, we promised the cup.
Okay, so I guess you're there, you're in the arena.
Okay.
Is the dragon.
Alright. Now, do you start on a ramp?
I don't remember Harry Potter starting on a ramp or a half pipe.
But, Charles sometimes has a floaty wheelchair.
Oh, he that's
does.
True!
So, you can have that one.
Sick. I reckon that'd be good at like a dragon's leg, just ramming it.
Okay, so Charles's plan is full-scale attack the legs.
Yeah.
Ram the legs! Dragon stomp and breathe fire.
Charles, I just don't think no matter what is quicker than a dragon.
Wait.
Yeah?
You're right, nothing is quicker than a dragon.
Yeah.
The best way to trick a dragon is to get it on your side.
Okay.
So.
How to trick a dragon.
Mind control the dragon.
Well, yeah, and get him to hand you the egg.
MV's like, whoop, and then the dragon's like,
hand me the egg and kill yourself.
Roll the dragon.
Seth is on the
See, you and Seth are in there. For some reason, my dragon was tearing its mouth apart out of its skull.
I tried to eat myself.
Every student's mouth is like...
No, wait, hang on.
Yeah.
Don't kill yourself.
Yeah.
It's like, dragon, hand me the egg. You're on my side now.
You are an X-Man. Your name is Dragon.
You're Lockheed too. I like you. What a lot of chutzpah.
Cyclops is just like, what? I quit again.
Good, he's a much better leader.
Why did you come, Cyclops? I didn't invite you. This isn't for you, this is for me.
You're a wet blanket.
Optic tears.
Crying sad lasers. Burning his cheeks.
You're right, like, water's gonna be a challenge for a man who famously can't use his legs.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if he sends a dragon down...
I mean, I'm sad that you've robbed us of the image of Charles Xavier just tipping himself into the light. You've robbed us of that beauty of Cyclops being like, are you sure? And Charles being like, yes, I've got this. And he's like, okay. And he just tips it and slides in.
Alright, fine, dragon, I'm done with you. You can eat yourself. Dragon deal.
I will slide into
I will
water.
Slide, put me in a wetsuit.
I like the Cyclops.
Butter me up, I want a nice good head start.
It's just about speed, Cyclops. You gotta run and then stop at the end of the pier and launch.
Yeah. I'm gonna whoop. Hey. I like that Cyclops
He's
like...
He's gonna land on his face.
Scott seems like, why am I down there?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Surely it should be me, yeah.
Surely that's why you have the X-Men.
Oh, wait.
I just feel maybe it's like a photo of himself.
Well, I thought it would be his wheelchair.
The thing you care the most
That's
about,
great, yes, because that means that he just isn't in his wheelchair up here.
Or it's like, well, maybe it's just a picture of the school.
Yeah, I guess he does like... I don't think he loves anything more than himself. Is it him?
Oh, me!
I did it!
Maybe Jean, maybe she'll be there.
Yeah, sure, alright, Jean Grey.
Right. Okay. So you're like, at the edge, wheeled him in.
Yep.
So I reckon then he'd just float for a bit.
Yeah.
Look around.
Mm.
Oh. Three students? Rescue Jean, you X-Men! And send them down.
So all of the students of Hogwarts are just leaping wholesale.
Oh, kill me, my new X-Men!
What an image of Charles Xavier floating on the surface. Sort of casually. casually sort of moving around as child after child dives into the lake.
Did you get them to cast a breathing underwater spell?
Magic's not real.
I'm pretty sure one of them will get it. It's fine.
It's, we just throw, you know, it's a numbers game.
Yeah,
it's not.
There's no point to be in.
It's
no, just keep throwing
game.
More and more.
Well, yeah. You just genocided Hogwarts.
Yeah, like, I don't think.
Yeah,
like,
but I got the picture of me back.
I don't know if it, he would. I think more likely
well,
a lot of students would just die. I guess.
The only thing that may help you here is that if you do all students, that does include the three that were prepared to be underwater. So, your original plan still works, but just has thousands of children dying.
Surely at this point, the mer people are like, oh fuck, I've got to have action here.
Yeah, that's true, the mer people bring it back and like, what the fuck, dude?
I needed to get the thing. I'm in this to win.
Yeah, okay, so
unless,
I guess that works.
Unless after like the first wave of dead children, Cyclops just evaporates the lake.
It's funny that we've evaporated the lake twice. That seems to be our go-to.
I thought I told you to go home.
I like children. If all the students die except for the members in the Triwizard Tournament, that is the reverse of douches. You seem to only be able to do one or the other for some reason. Yeah, look, I don't. I'm assuming eventually either the mermaids will pull out the picture of Charles Xavier, or and imagine finding out that the reason so many students nearly died is because of a photograph of the guy who sent them in. And the fact that Hogwarts are like, and he wins, so on to the next tournament.
Fantastic. What up next?
A maze.
I don't. Well, this shouldn't be hard.
But it is, because he's a wheelchair.
Yeah.
You're the big one, carry me.
Surely you could just get a wheelchair with, like, tires. Like tires.
Yeah, no, you're in the right.
Like a four-wheel drive.
You're in the right, Mom. No, his new wheelchair, Hagrid.
Yeah. Who's the biggest one here? You're there, Harry. Come here.
Put me on you.
Yeah.
Take me through the maze. Okay, so...
You're a groundskeeper of sorts, yeah? You know Trump.
Actually... Would Hagrid know his way through the maze? Maybe.
Yeah, possibly.
Someone must have built that maze, yeah?
Filch, I guess.
unless he's dead.
Yeah.
What, in
Filch?
In the rescuing of the picture.
Filch is not a student. He's a sad old man.
Well, then just read his mind. Dig it like the layout of the.
Yeah, alright, so let me try and remember the things that Harry Potter has to fight. He fights a spell that makes him go into the sky.
Right.
That's true, Dumbledore. It happens.
So there's Hagrid just lumbering along. Drops Xavier in the mud. Ah!
Whatever. Charles Xavier would go up too, which would be a great thing to watch from the stands. Woo!
The empty stands.
Yeah. Just like, the teachers are just like...
Hell yeah, send him to space!
Kill the bald one!
So Charles flies up. Does not have a spell to send himself back down. Will he just keep going up until he hits the atmosphere and burn to death?
Fingers crossed.
So Charles, I guess he can use his mind powers to push himself back down, right?
Or maybe just get forks again.
Yeah, or if he ties himself to Hagrid. Hagrid's heavy, you know? Hagrid can act as ballast. Alright, so...
How's Hagrid getting down?
Oh, yeah, Hagrid goes up to
it. Because Hagrid doesn't have a
wand. He does. He's got, like, a broom. It's very funny to... He's got an umbrella. It's very funny to imagine them both going up, and they're like, well, it's sad that Hagrid's gone, but it's good that Charles has. Like, that's honestly a win. That's a worthy sacrifice.
All right, so we'll come back to that one. If he had had a pass up, what else is Harry up to?
Harry fights a blast-ended Scroot, which is like an evil lobster that explodes.
That seems easy.
Yeah, that's just
roll over it.
Yeah, that's not the size of a lobster. Oh, the fuck. From Charles Xavier and a pea of rolling over lobsters. Just a day of basic cruelty. What are you going to do today, Charles? Oh, I got my hair.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Get down the pier, just roll over some crustaceans. You know how it is.
I'm just bored. I want to see something die.
You're a weird guy, Charles.
Yes.
Okay, so Charles Xavier rolls over a lobster. Cool.
Yep. What else is next?
That's
mind control crumb.
Yeah.
Whatever, mind control him back. Now carry me.
Yeah, okay. So
I'm done with the hairy one.
So wait, okay, so you're saying, I thought you were going to have like both Hagrid and Crumb carry.
Ooh, there's an idea.
Make like a big tail.
Make like a chair. The big one can carry the other big one and he can carry me.
And I'll sit in the middle.
Yes.
Then he has,
on my throne of folk.
And then I think at that point he just reaches the cup.
Yeah, it's mine now. Oh,
shit. Who are you?
What's this? You're having a party without me? Oh no, I'm here. Lord.
Where's your nose?
Where's your nose? What's in that thing? You making soup?
Charlesy boy wants some soup.
Luckily, I also bought my own spoon. Bring it over.
Just a man? I'll keep eating.
Never
is that
had
a man in that? That's pretty good.
Charles Xavier eating Voldemort's head like a big dumpling is pretty in character.
Yeah. And it'd be very much like, what did everyone bring it to me? Then Patrick would be like, I don't think I could bring it to me.
Sorry, my lord. Sorry, my lord. And if Voldemort
now feed me it.
Does Crumb and Hagrid come as well?
Well, I mean, like, it's, yeah.
Okay, cool. That's like a rough thing to say.
It's in what as a bald cripple eats a baby.
I guess, though, the Dark Lord is gone.
Yeah, but at what cost?
Yeah. A delicious
one. Yeah, like appearing back at Hogwarts and being like, never worry about your Voldemort problem, I ate him.
Guys, you never guess what you get for winning a sweet soup.
I thought that the maze was the end, but there's another challenge.
Yes.
It's, can you eat a man in a soup? Which I don't see how that's magical at all, but I did it.
Yeah, I don't know how that's even a challenge.
I ate the whole guy. That's great, because I don't know what he meant.
I ate the whole, I didn't even have a big lunch. That was quite nice.
What is it got? What? You know, with the challenge, the fourth challenge. Eat a man stew.
Go to a graveyard, little rat boy gives you a cauldron full of soup. You eat the soup, another surprise, boy. Eat that boy. No?
That's great because then imagine Dumbledore touching the cup appearing and be like, oh my god, okay. How do you explain to Charles Xavier that he ate the devil, basically?
Do you have another one? It's quite nice.
No. Those are hard to come by.
There's one other one, an old one in jail still.
And we're not putting him in a suit for you.
Aww.
He's fully grown. So, cool. I guess you won.
I feel like that's going to be the case with all of these. It's a you won it, but what cost?
Yeah.
It's not
so
really
I killed
you killed, like, the contestants, and that just seems kind of bad.
You destroyed the school!
Yeah, but they were under your care. I just feel that your duty of care was higher than mine.
Your duty of care as a human being is to not kill that many people and eat a man.
Also, I just like to...
I see.
You've killed more people than Voldemort does. So, you're worse.
Would they just be like, a weird bald man just came and...
Ate another weird bald man.
Just controlled everyone.
Yeah.
It's like... Would they just be like, is that a spell?
I would be like, I guess that's new Voldemort.
And he's in a wheelchair this time, and he doesn't have a wand.
Anyway,
I think you've both gone for old men for some reason. Don't know where, why.
Powerful then. Old men.
Yeah, sure.
Not just my grandfather.
And you both go for one person.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's clever.
Okay.
I'm gonna go for 101 dogs. 101 Dalmatians.
That's good.
That's 101 chances to beat the Triwizard Cup.
That's good. That is a numbers game.
Exactly.
There's Dumbledore being like, cool. The cup. Yes. Reach in. 101 Dalmatians.
I like it if he's like, and now it's like, you know, Crumb, the other fucks. 101 cards. Spinning out. Who are all these students? Oh, they all say dog. And then he looks around at the 101 Dalmatians that have enrolled. And it's like, I guess it's those new students who are dogs.
Are they all chewing a wand like a stick? I think that's adorable.
That's cute, but also crazy, because it means they went to Diagon Alley and fucking Ollivander, who gives out the wands, was like, come in, dogs, the wand produces the wizard.
And begins you. Oh, look, dog hair again. Another dog.
You're all here. Getting dog hair wands. Oh, imagine being a human and getting a dog hair wand. That would be my wand. I'd go in and be like, Jackson, okay, so it's a dog hair core. Oh, and rat shit.
As Ollivander, I'll just give you a wet stick.
Is this a wand? No.
It's a stick I found in a puddle out the back.
Get out of my shop.
It's all got right. A wooden collar and...
And I don't know, it's got a leaf on it, you know?
Dog hair and rat shit also works pretty well for you.
Is it gonna smell? Oh, yes.
As time goes on, much worse.
Okay, so the first challenge for the dogs is getting the egg from the dragon. Now, some dogs will die.
Yeah,
that's
not all.
Given, but not all. How many dogs do we think I lose getting the egg?
Are they puppies or are they fully grown?
No, they're puppies.
What number do you think? Because I'm thinking maybe 101.
Look,
all of them.
Because again, depends which dragon you get. Because you got to imagine how full can a dragon get before it stops and is tired.
See,
I reckon a dragon eats 50 puppies and it just lies down.
But also breathes fire.
I reckon 12. Better than that, I reckon one big scoop and gulp.
Yeah.
You're down to 12 puppies.
And then the rest... Oh, I have 12 puppies left.
No,
I've
meant you've lost...
You're down
12
puppies.
Yeah, okay, so those puppies...
I'm gonna get a calculator out, because I feel like we're just gonna be...
We're gonna be dropping puppies like flies, no fair.
Okay, let's start up on this. So, yeah, how many puppies do you reckon he loses?
12 seems...
12 is too low.
30.
30
puppies at by the dragon, but the rest of the puppies just cutely bumble their way. That's a, that'd be weird to watch because it would be adorable and horrific at the same time.
There's the dragon.
And
it's
eating more
puppies.
But look at those cute little customers walking away with the egg. I don't know what they're doing.
But as we go back, the dragon is still eating.
Okay, so that's the dragon.
How many puppies are drowning? Open that egg.
The puppies...
I don't think the puppies know to open the egg, so it almost skips that.
Yeah,
well, that's good. I guess they'll play with it, try and chew it. Will they pee on it?
Yeah,
maybe, but you have to be underwater otherwise it screams.
So they're going to piss on it, it's going to scream.
And they'll all just run away.
They're going to run.
They scatter.
How many puppies you're losing, it's them scattering?
Four puppies lost in Hogwarts.
Yeah, right.
67
pups.
How to get...
And then...
Okay. The owners of the puppies, I assume, Mr. and Mrs. Dalmatian, out of the lake, with no magic.
They're just pup. Look, they will want to save.
No, I think this is easy. Okay, so we lose, say, 10 puppies that just fall off the pier. Okay?
Done.
But I feel like Harry Potter will not let two dogs drown.
What? It's just two.
Yeah, the parents of the dogs.
Oh, okay.
So you did the same thing I did where I assumed them. He meant, like, the main characters of 101 Dalmatians, but he just meant another two dogs.
Oh, yep, got it.
I think Harry Potter will get down there and he'll be like, that's fucked up that someone tied up dogs underwater. And he'll take them out. It'll be like when Fleur Delacour,
yeah,
she gets her sister brought out, so I'll pass on that one. I think there's 10 dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright. The fall off the pier. Okay, now I'm...
Hang on. What are the other 57 doing while
just,
they...
They're just flopping around the pier all cute and
shit.
Entertaining the people because... I said the maze was the worst one to watch. Actually, the lake one is because you're like, I'm just looking at a lake today.
It's going to be like real cool at the start. It's like, what's going to happen? Man, Kendra shot. Someone ate some seaweed.
Hell
see,
yeah.
Now what?
Splash.
I'm bored as shit.
I have seen lakes before that are better than this lake.
Yeah.
And
then
I'm not entertained.
Shark Boy comes out and like, cool.
Yeah.
And then maybe you're waiting.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, but
so now,
I can keep puppies for everyone.
I don't think I find 57 puppies appealing when I've just watched Ted drown.
But aren't you like, thank God these ones are alive?
Does that mean like...
That's not happiness.
Yeah, look. Does that mean like Filch at the side of the lake with a very long like pool net just collecting dead puppies?
Someone's got it. It's tragic, but this is life,
ladies
and gentlemen.
You cheered 101 Dalmatians thinking that they were going to survive, and now this is on you, ladies and gentlemen. This is your fault.
Okay,
that would be a heavy weight.
Okay, so let's move on from the drowned puppies to some puppies falling into space.
Alright, so you got 57 puppies all got. Now, how many traps are going to be in that maze? Because you're setting them all off.
Yeah, I am setting them all off. That means one puppy goes to space. Okay?
One
puppy.
Only one?
Woo! It's a, okay, five puppies go to space. Woo! Off they go. Okay? Then.
The Scroot.
Say like 30 puppies get killed by that thing because they're puppies that can't fight it. How many puppies have I got left?
22.
Okay. Mind control.
All right, a mind control crumb. He a big boy. He got big boots.
This is small. Let's go 15.
Oh,
this
no.
is so sad. I got 7 puppies left. Okay, the puppies touch the cup.
Oh, God.
Puppies don't know what's going on.
Guess what's being added to the soup?
But on the plus side, that means Voldemort comes back as a Dalmatian man. I
mean, and he's got a nose now.
A beak with
a
snout?
Yeah.
Oh, there's like a snake dog boy.
All of the like, Ministry of Magic and the, like, newspapers, hey, Voldemort's back and he's weird.
Voldemort's back, this time he wrong.
Dumbledore has one look.
Don't know what happened there. He's a Dalmatian man now. So did I win?
No.
Look, you didn't kill others. Well,
I killed a lot of puppies.
Which I feel is worse than students.
Certainly in the minds of the audience, yes.
Yeah. Look, they've seen Harry Potter.
Hang
they're
on.
Used to dead students.
Yeah.
Dead dogs.
That's right.
And also, although, you killed 90...
Yeah.
95.
Yes.
No, 94.
Yes.
How many of those before you're just desensitized?
Oh, yeah, but by the maze, you're like, well, there goes one.
Yeah, I think after the drowning, you're just like, I don't care about dogs
you're like,
anymore,
it's
I
fucked
guess.
Up that the dogs keep doing this. Because we're all imagining that I'm there on the side being like, yeah, these are my dogs. They're
this
not,
is good.
These dogs are just dogs. It's honestly on Hogwarts for not stepping in earlier and being like, this is fucked up.
Yeah,
they respect the cup too much.
Yeah,
they do.
Gotta respect the cup, I get it.
Yeah, all right. Look,
okay.
I don't want to say you did bad,
yeah.
But then again, I don't think we did that good either.
Yes.
I killed 3 students, you killed like
a lot.
Thousands of students, and you killed 94
dogs.
Hey,
I didn't do it, the lake did.
Yeah, the lake killed my puppies too.
That only killed 10, Jackson.
I, Jackson Bailey, didn't get in there and be like, yeah, I'm entering these dogs in a cup.
This really was the dragon that killed a lot.
It's funny that you say, I, Jackson Bailey, didn't do that.
Yeah.
Maybe, look, we've talked a big game about other people in the Traverset tournament.
Yeah.
Oh.
How do you think we would go?
Your boys.
As plumbing the Death Star.
So, Dumbledore pulls the lame out of the hat. The
plumbing boys.
And then the camera pans around to us, we're like, yeah?
I mean, spaghetti.
What? Hey, and also when it's time it gets spaghetti.
I'm 27, why am I still at this school?
And Dumbledore's like, because you're bad at education. You keep failing.
Yeah, well, if you're a better teacher,
I get held down lots, and I don't know why. The dog is my wand as rat shit.
I keep turning other students into cops.
I keep demanding free pasta from the house elves. I got it pretty good.
You started like the anti-spew movement. Like, nah, house elves are good.
Come on, like that.
Ever thought about shutting your mouth?
It's okay to be like, come on, put on the spaghetti.
Get out of here, Hermione! What do you think? What are you doing? This will end!
Get out of
spaghetti, Hermione! You ever stop at the house? Let's go!
Another round of spaghetti, please, Hermione.
Alright, so when we said the plumbing boys get the name pulled out of a hat, who thought we were going to be slurping spaghetti for the next, like, 2 or 3 minutes live on stage? Hands up! Oh, no, oh, what the
hell? Me and you!
I was like, fuck, I went for the famous spaghetti bit.
That's what they're going to do.
Alright. So you finish your spaghetti?
No, I can bring it with you.
The spaghetti.
I feel right now I've probably got a couple of house elves on retainer. I'm very rotund in this universe.
I imagine you're very carb-tired.
Alright, who are we fighting?
Okay, so we find the dragon. The dragon's the first one.
Okay.
I'm assuming none of us do any research about any spells or anything
no,
like that.
No, I feel Hagrid, even if we're buddies with him, he's like, oh, come here, like, go away!
Hagrid, shut up!
Hagrid would hate us.
Oh, man.
Are you the boys that keep throwing eggs at my dog?
Yeah!
Yes!
I was like, that's fucked up, it was Jackson.
It was me.
Yeah, we're going to do something with the eggs.
The piercing your bushes, though. Whoops.
I like the idea of us sitting in a common room and I'm like just throwing an egg and catching it. And I'm like, I'll be back. Leave this dog alone. Oh, he's gone. Okay, so with no forewarning, we come upon the dragon.
So are we wizards in this situation?
Yeah. I got a dog hair wand.
Oh, yeah, dog hair and rat shit.
Yeah.
That one is just good.
Average.
I like to imagine Ollivander's just like, I'll just give you the best one.
Oh, here's the elder one. I just have a wand.
Yeah, okay.
Nothing exciting.
Basic bitch wand.
Just wand.
Yeah. Just wand. Okay, yeah. Cool. Zaman also has wand.
Also wand.
Also wand. Okay, but mine is bad.
Yeah. Wand, also wand, shit wand.
Okay, so we come across the dragon.
I don't know what's made from wood. I just imagine yours.
I feel like a Vada Kedavra is my go-to.
This three of us, we all go for the three curses.
I'm gonna control it. You torture it. You fucking kill it. Right? You got a point?
Imperius or Crucius, or whichever one I was in charge of.
Vada Kedavra, whatever. Hopefully, all three at once.
Yeah.
So we kill a dragon. Here we go over there.
All three unforgivable curses at the same time. Surely it just pops.
Yeah, especially the dragon's head. Like an explosion ripples from its tail up to its head, which explodes.
Yeah. Look, we've been in Hogwarts for like nigh on, what, 15 years?
Yeah.
Killing curses is kind of all I need.
Yeah, exactly.
Or want.
I really like that idea of us being like, now what? Because we don't know that we're meant to get the egg because we're not listening. We did it! Victorious!
Did you win?
Silence.
There's one. There may be Crumb, or maybe someone, even Malfoy. Pick up the egg.
Get the fucking egg.
Ah, thanks, Malfoy, you dickhead!
Thanks, Malfoy, your hair is bad.
Nice hair, shit hair.
Scoop up the egg, and like I said, my first thought would be to crack that shit, see what's inside.
I'd try and get
like the American football touchdown celebration.
Yeah, I mean, hell yeah!
And we just like huck it to the ground, nothing would happen.
And then you just get the scream. And then you just hear screaming out,
you fucking idiots!
Yeah, look, one of us is probably going to take that into a bath.
Yeah, I'll take that egg everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'll be bathing all the time.
Like, Jackson, look, famously he likes to be a wet boy.
Yeah.
Jackson legitimately will have 3 to 4 showers a day unless we stop him.
Yes.
That is not a joke, this is out of the episode.
Something they find really weird, and I don't know why they find this weird, is we will wake up in an Airbnb, right?
Yep.
Then we'll check out and we'll check into another Airbnb.
Yep.
Now we'll have a shower at both. That's not weird.
Okay, no, that's not weird except that we need to check out of a place by 10.
Also,
you wake up at 9:53. You're like, yeah, we've got 7 minutes to leave. I'm just going to quickly have a shower. And then we get to the next Airbnb.
Which is usually less than 2 hours away.
We get there and then we're like, sweet, we're going to get lunch. You're like, yeah. Oh, I'm just gonna go show. And then we're like, oh, okay, cool. And then later on, we might be like, okay, cool, we're gonna go to the show. And you're like, what time we need to leave? 5:30? It's 5:27, I might just have a quick shower.
But damn, I'm fresh.
I keep saying quick shower, but guess what, they're not.
Alright, so I'll take the egg into the bathroom with the horny ghost. And
Bernie Myrtle doesn't talk to you though, because you keep calling her the horny ghost. Oh, hey, what's up, horny ghost?
Guys, who's that ghost that's thirsty as fuck, even though she's a ghost?
Yeah!
She fucking rules, but she doesn't talk to me.
Yeah, I don't know why. And then I'll be...
She makes me undress for secrets, it's weird.
Then I'll just be swimming around in the bath with the egg and I'll hear it and I'll be like, ah! And then I won't tell you.
Hey, Jackson, how was your day?
Yeah, good.
Alright.
Just anything exciting happen?
No, maybe, you know what'll probably happen is I'll go under the water with the egg. The egg will sing and tell me what I need to do. And then I'll get so excited that I'll leave it in the bath. Oh my god, the egg sings! What does it say? I didn't get have any time to listen. Where is it? Oh. Somewhere in the school.
Back with the horny ghost.
Yeah, wherever that thirsty ghost is.
Alright, so we're all taking a bath with thirsty ghosts.
Sure.
Dunk our heads in.
Hear the... Well, I would not be able to interpret the riddle.
No.
End up at the lake, confused.
Yep. We're in the lake, confused. Adam is drowning.
Yeah. Adam is tied up underneath. What are our... Okay, so like I've got a wand... I probably would turn myself into like like an alligator or something.
Yeah.
Would be my go-to. Like if I know, just to breathe underwater, I need a spell to do that quickly.
Yeah.
Or Accio scuba gear.
Yeah.
Do you know how to put on scuba gear?
No.
Yeah. Accio's, no, wait. I'd try and convince one of the mermaids. Help me out.
I'm worried that I would be like thinking too far out of the box and actually do something like air bubble and pop my own head.
Yeah, I was thinking, what about if we go underwater and we just keep Accio airing to
ourselves? Accio airs! Accio airs!
Accio airs! I'm hyperventilating! Accio airs! Oh! Oh!
Dead.
Okay, so...
We're presented with a lake, and I had magic.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what I would do.
Look,
I think I would drain the lake.
Yeah, look.
I think we, as a collective, would drain the lake without thinking about the consequences of doing so.
Because the moment when they're like, what's happening?
Wingardium Leviosa Lake!
I didn't like that if you told me.
Oh, yeah, now it's
look,
rain.
I did say I would probably learn one spell. I might try and kill the lake.
I'm just doing that from the shore. You levitate the lake and I turn myself into a fish. All at once, I'm just flopping around down the sand trying to kill the lake. And you're like, I don't know what to do with it now. Dumbledore, where do I put it? You basically tidal wave Hogwarts. As when you scream, where do I put it and fling it, Dumbledore's like, back! You put it back in the hole!
But where are the fish? Why are the fish there? Oh.
Well, the good news is you're Avada Kedavra, something was about to die anyway.
Yeah. And then, I guess I've got a few mermaids. And then I guess, there's Adam! Let me just, I'll get him! I'll get him!
We did it!
I like to imagine one of you putting me in your mouth to keep me wet, because I will not change
that. Hey, it turns out I liked being a fish.
It was good, but bad, because there was no water but your mouth.
Oh. So I'll scoop you up, put you in my mouth, and I'll go release Adam, and we got it.
I really like that.
And Hogwarts went, and we got it.
And you two meeting up again, and you're being like, where's Jackson? And you're like, oh, yeah. Still a fish.
Yeah. He still refuses to stop being a fish, because he realized that his ideal form is something that is always wet.
I'd spit you up in a glass of water eventually.
Yeah, thanks, and then I would become me again, and smash out the glass of water and hurt myself. Ow!
It's good to have you back. Alright, what's next?
Alright, so we get the maze. Okay.
Did I get a hint about the clue about the maze?
Yeah, I think they're just like, Anderson's a fucking maze.
Alright, everyone hold hands.
Okay, yeah, and we won't get lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, up in the air. What's that point here? Just let me go. I got this, guys!
He had it too.
You know, Jackson just does not have this.
Do that Leviosa thing again.
Well, that, funnily enough, my thought would be like, I better just cast it again, it reverses it. That's not how magic works.
Could you try and get
he went higher. Get the water from the lake back!
Yeah, you can swim!
Guys,
swim down!
Swim down!
Alright, you swim down,
we catch you. Okay, what a plan. So I swim through the sky, land in your arms, you drop me on the ground. I'm a fish again because I was in water for a bit.
Look, fair.
Then I'm a man. Alright, boss ended screw.
Oh, we
don't want to get on with that. We don't want to get on with that.
Although,
yeah.
Possessed Crumb.
About, oh, I think. Well, the mate's got him!
Isn't that sad, boys?
And the crowd's like, we saw the Green Flash.
That was the maze!
Aurora Borealis!
Yeah!
You idiots don't know your weather patterns. Come on now, fuck.
Everyone knows Hogwarts around to that.
Okay, so we are under investigation at the end of this, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Then we touch the cup.
Yep.
Okay, now we're in a graveyard. I'm drinking that soup.
Yeah. I'm drinking that soup and stabbing that rat boy.
I like to imagine you arriving in the cauldron and just tipping your spaghetti in.
Oh, sweet, well, they place to reheat this.
Yeah! Shut up! Bang, bang, bang!
Smacking Voldemort with a wooden spoon is good.
You're not done yet, be quiet!
Hang on, when we reach the cup, that's actually something we should probably discuss. Are we all going to touch it at once, or are we going to kill each other trying to get it?
I imagine we'll be like, alright, let's all touch it at once, and then one of us would just touch it first. Round.
Yeah.
You would be like, let's all touch it.
Alright guys, on the count of three, let's all touch it.
You piece of...
That fuck. Excuse me, Dumbledore! Y'all know you cheated.
So then I guess I'm facing Voldemort by myself.
Yes.
And I'm sitting there eating spaghetti.
I'm having
so I guess then, like, Harry, you look different. And I'm like, yeah, I'm older. I'll lie, see where this is to going. They cut my hand, goes in Voldemort, nothing happens.
What's
wrong,
Harry?
My other hand. I'm like, oh, sorry, I'm sick? I don't know.
I've got a cold?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Voldemort just continues to not come back.
I'm just tied up. And it's like, oh, it must just be a slow thing, take its time working, just sit in there.
Just being a Pettigrew and all the death in his spies. Why? You are not the book, mate. Where's your scar? Where's your scar, Harry?
Just quiet. I'm like, okay, your leg.
What do you mean, after your leg? What is that? What is going? Oh no, now Voldemort's in a bigger suit!
He's gonna come back so big! Worry. He's gonna come back to us and be like, I did it, but Voldemort's coming back big this time.
Voldemort's back! He big this time!
He doesn't have the blood of Harry, so is it just a big baby?
Yeah, it's just a big fetus Voldemort lying on its side.
It's basically the end of 2001.
Yeah.
But evil!
Yeah, okay, so did we win again? This time?
And only one death!
Hey! It was Crumb! He sucks!
He does!
He's like, ugh.
Do you think we'll finally graduate this year?
No. I think everyone will be proud of us. They'll miss the lake, though. But absolutely not, no.
They're like, yeah, well done, you fucking... Yeah. Won the trophies and took you're still the worst student in Hogwarts.
Nah. What are you going to get for your owls? Owls?
Which one the hell is that?
I have a rat.
I have two rats.
Yeah.
No, oh, I feel like magic. Familiar, I get a frog. That's what I'm gonna... Like a big poisonous frog.
Yeah, big old cane toad.
I can't touch him.
But you want to.
I want my cane toad to eat the other people's rats. That's what I want.
Did we all get toad?
It's a big toad walking around like, hey Ron, what's that? What?
Oh, it's great to imagine in Diagon Alley, like, one of you coming up with three toads being like, there was a sale on toads! We all got toads as familiars! Oh, I wanted a cat, but nah, cool.
What are you a cat for? That's lame.
No,
have a toad.
It's good to have a...
Toads are just like wet cats, but little.
Yeah! I like that you've got to convince me. Hell yeah, I want a toad.
Fuck yeah. So, somehow...
Yeah.
I think, based on casualties, the plumbing boys have this in the bag.
Yeah. And just remember, like, Harry did it, and there was one casualty. So we are just as good as
Harry Potter.
And he brought Voldemort back. We did not.
Well, yeah. We brought him back as a fetus. They can just drive a truck into his head or whatever.
Yeah, it's fine. A big needle, like a needle, just...
Yeah, whatever. Like, it's not a problem.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
It's wrong.
It's weird you can't drown him.
Yeah, it is weird. Well, he's in the soup already.
Yeah.
He knows how to deal with that situation.
Like, at that moment in time, Voldemort kind of amphibious.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Well, yeah,
can he breathe, though? Or is he, like, solely an aquatic creature at that point?
I think it's just the soup. I think if we dumped Voldemort in a bathtub, he'd drain him.
I also like that, because I'm the one meeting Voldemort in this situation, I like to imagine I also was the one who dealt with Tom Riddle's diary. I'm like, Hey, aren't you that guy from the book I threw out?
It's great to imagine you on, like, sitting in your bed writing, like, this book sucks. I'm throwing it in the bin.
I like Dear Diaries, like, yes, Joel. I'm like, no, fuck that.
No.
Don't need this obviously cursed book.
Yeah. Any book that talks back is not good.
Yeah, but that means when you're, like, you know, a cook here in the lake.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, the book!
I like that I didn't throw it in a bin, I threw it in a lake.
It's assumed.
That's like the night I went out to throw eggs at Hagrid's dog. You went out to throw the book in the lake. We had a lot of nighttime journeys.
Yeah, mostly involving just hucking stuff. Yeah,
that's funny because we would have had to go down a path together and I have the egg and you have the book, but we're not saying.
Yeah, like, hey, what are you doing? Nothing. Yeah, me neither. I'm going to go smoke cigarettes or something. Something cool. Definitely not hucking this book.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to keep throwing eggs at Hagrid's dog.
Well, I'm glad we won the Triwizard Tournament. And on that note, I've been Joel, winner of the Triwizard Tournament.
I've also been Joel Coe, winner of the Triwizard Tournament.
We did it as a team.
I've been Jackson, and somehow I imagine I'm not part of this team.
We put a plaque on which just says Joel and also Joel.
Jackson has a dirty wand. In the corner.
Go away.
You look fair.
Thank you so much!
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.